Good Sunday evening. This is executive consultant Brooke Edford calling to you from Pearland, Texas, which is just south of Houston. And I am super, super excited to be with you guys tonight. Make sure that you're calling, texting your teammates, telling them to get on this call, because we all know that we love to hear from these wonderful people who we're going to be hearing from tonight, especially our number one income earner. I know he has really helped so many of us out, so make sure that you are getting everyone on the call. It is certainly not too late. But, you know, just a quick few minutes about my husband and I. We got started about 3 years ago, and we are so blessed to be here. We have three beautiful daughters who we were able to run around all weekend, so we're super excited for this Thanksgiving week that we have coming up. I hope you guys have a lot of great plans with your families, but this is certainly the best way to get your week started and make sure that you guys still understand that people still need what we're looking for, what we have, and they're looking for it. And they still pay their electricity bill, even though, you know, we might be flying around in different families' houses, and they still pay their, you know, they still pay their gas and electricity. So that's kind of the good news about what we do. And so before we begin and have our speaker on the line, I do want to introduce a couple who is super important to Terry and I. We got the pleasure to meet them when we went to Hawaii on our very first five-star trip, which was just an amazing experience, guys. On those five-star trips, I'm telling you, Ambit Energy goes all out, and they pay for every dime, and it is truly a five-star trip. So if that's not on your vision board to get on one of those trips, make sure that it is on there. But this couple, they've really been very near and dear to us, kind of taking us under their wing and really are a special couple. They have won, man, I could sit here all night and tell you all the things that they've done for everyone in Ambit Land and, you know, the Thompson Leadership Award, top 50 income earners, but I won't take up any more time, so I know they have to bring on our speaker as well. So, Richard Miriam Wado, are you there, and are you back in Texas?
We are. We're back in Texas, back in Dallas. We made a very, very quick trip to Houston and back, and I'm sorry we didn't get to see you guys, but our travel got a little jacked up a little bit. So, but yes, we are back here, and we've moved back officially. The last time we were on this call, we were in Japan, I think, weren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. We got back Tuesday. So we're still working on some jet lag, and so, yeah, we're looking forward to the holiday week as well. So, but thank you so much for taking on the host for this month, and we've enjoyed getting to know you and Terry, and it's just a valued friendship.
You know, you said it exactly right, Brooke. This business brings you around some really incredible people and fosters some really incredible relationships, and we are so super excited to have Brian McClure on the call. He's no stranger to the field. He's the number one income earner in our entire company, but we have really been blessed by his mentorship. You know, people ask, how did you guys become, you know, get Brian to mentor you guys? And we said it just kind of happened by accident. You know, Brian was doing trainings in Dallas every Saturday, and Richard and I started coming early and staying late to help wherever we could, helping to set up chairs and break down chairs and set up projectors and whatever Brian needed help on. And that organically grew a great mentoring relationship that grew into a friendship that grew into more of a family relationship, as Brian is like family to us. So we've had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with Brian, his precious wife, Betsy, and their kids and our kids. And it's just been a wonderful thing. But, you know, because we've had that experience, we know Brian in a way that a lot of people don't get to know him. And the great thing about Brian is he works hard, he plays hard. And I would say that the only thing that's bigger than his bank account is his heart. And boy, Brian just cares about people in so many ways, not just in Ambit, but in all the philanthropy things that he is involved with. So help me welcome to our call our very dear friend, national consultant, number one income earner, Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
I'm here. Oh, shucks. I shouldn't have said all that. I appreciate it, but I feel the same way about you guys. It's great to be here tonight.
Well, we're happy to have you on. And, you know, it's just there's so many things that we could be asking you, and so we're going to kind of bounce around just a little bit. But, you know, you've just come off a whirlwind from Japan landing touching down, taking right back off, heading up to go do Power Trip up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I know you guys had an incredible event. So just, real quick, just kind of give us the lay of the land of what you're kind of seeing happening in Ambit today with the promotions that are going on, and everything that you're kind of looking for and wrapping up this year and then starting off 2019.
Yeah. Up in Scranton, I had an opportunity to spend time with so many leaders up there, right, Monty and so many others. And it's a renewed excitement, the Northeast, I can tell you, their numbers are coming in. People are excited about what's going on. Had a gentleman up in the Northeast that made EC in 35 days, and Tony and Dana for Copio's organization. And just an exciting time, some really, really exciting stuff going. And we were at a really special theater that had been closed down for about 20 years, where we had the Power Trip. And just sitting in the back room with the guy and his wife, and kind of put it together and put his wife's savings into it. And he was lamenting about the fact that he couldn't have an elevator installed in time, and they were about $30,000 short on raising the money for that. And I said to myself, and he was telling me that, they have handicapped kids that are in their children's program, which is the primary thing they do with the theater. I mean, they put on stage productions and they bring in outside entertainment and such, but these kids get to the stage because it was all steps to get into the theater and get up to the stage, and some of the grandparents couldn't come and see the kids, and they needed $30,000 for this elevator. So I said, I think that needs to be the fundraiser for Power Trip. And make a long story short, we raised over $51,000 for that theater, and everybody's really feeling good about that. Just had a great Power Trip. And the excitement was just so thick. I mean, it was just like, the old song Smoke on the Water. I mean, it was the things are happening. It's an exciting time. And, I think people lose sight that in any business, and I'm from Austin, Texas, of course, so I'll use Dell Computer for an example. Dell Computer just went through the roof for over a decade. The stock went up and split, went up and split, went up and split, went up and split. And then, they hit some times where, the laptop wasn't the thing anymore. And that's kind of what took them to where they were. And they had to restructure their business. They had some down years. They laid off employees for the first time. And, and now Dell's back. They went public and during that time period, then they took them back. Michael Dell took them back private. And now they're a services company. They still have their hardware thing, but the majority of their money's made off services. They had to re-engineer themselves. And the reason I use Dell as an example, I think that, any company, take IBM, take, Coca-Cola, take any company, they have their great years, they have their down years, they retool, and the great ones, get up and do it again. We've been through the hottest summer ever in the history of Texas back in, it was 08 or 09, and lost a lot of customers there, went through the polar vortex of the Northeast and lost a lot of customers there, and a lot of consultants got discouraged and everything. But, from my vantage point, what I see in talking to people, people are excited. The momentum's, starting to come back. And I can tell you that I was privy to a conversation with corporate. And if they announce what they're contemplating to announce at Simulcast, Richard, it'll be the biggest financial boom to the Ambit Energy marketing field ever. And it's going to be an attendee-only announcement. But, just things are happening. I mean, the company is back on the move and growing, and I'm excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, we are certainly excited to hear what that announcement might be. I can only possibly imagine, and hopefully everyone on this call is registered for Simulcast. Otherwise, they're not taking advantage of the promotions that are available on the table right now with what they've got rolled out there. But, I know a lot of people know your story. We've got people that are not on the, that are new. They've never heard your story before, and we don't have enough time to go into all the details, but there's something that I think is really important is, there was a price you paid in this industry before Ambit, and then there was what you were able to transfer into Ambit to make this opportunity what it is for you and your family. And I just wanted you to kind of touch on some of those things that you felt like prepared you for Ambit, and that somebody else that's in Ambit right now today could start to see, oh, maybe that's what I need to start doing in my own business.
Well, you know, in the beginning, if you will, I got involved in network marketing. I got involved with a company called Network 2000, which was the network marketing for U.S. Sprint long distance, the old pin drop commercials. And, you know, keep a long story short, I transitioned out of that and got involved with XL Telecommunications, which grew to be the fourth largest residential long distance company in the country. But during the Network 2000 days, I had a great mentor by the name of Charlie Regas, taught me the mechanics of how to build a sales and marketing organization. I carried that over to XL, had some great mentors in XL, the great late, you know, Ronnie Kirkland and others. And what I can say is that when I was in Network 2000, to go to a rally or go to a training on the weekend, I was sleeping in my car. You know, I was stopping at Quincy's steakhouses back then. It was a chain, and you'd sit down and they'd bring you yeast rolls and eat yeast rolls and say, oh, I guess my guy that I'm supposed to meet ain't gonna meet me here. And I'd leave a little tip and the yeast rolls were free. That's how I ate. You know, I mean, it takes sacrifice, you know, whether you have to sacrifice like that, but you have to put yourself in front of the information. You have to pay a price. You have to attend everything that you can attend, regardless of how successful you've been and what your background is. And, you know, the more you know, the more you grow, and the more you grow, the more you know. And I just think it's really important that people stay focused on the end goal. And it's just kind of like riding a bike, you know, fall off, skin your knee, then you get past that, and you can go from point A to point B, and then you kind of get past that, and you're jumping the curb, and no hands, and all that sort of stuff. And it's just like that in networking. You know, you go through those growth stages, and some of them are really awkward, and you don't seem like you're making progress. If you work through all that, like I have over the last 40 years, you know, this industry has the ability to financially, you know, not only change your life, but change your family's life into, you know, generations into the future, which is what Ambit has done for both me and myself and the boys.
You know, Brian, you talk about the sacrifice that you paid even in the early days prior to coming to Ambit. And I've seen you, Richard and I have seen you work. We've seen you travel, and being in Japan with you is no easy feat, and you just constantly keep pushing through. And I know a lot of the leaders do that because we've done it ourselves. We know we've paid the price. What has you keep on going? Because I know there's a lot of people on this call that they'll do a 30-day blitz and then they run out of steam. So what is it that you, for you, keeps you going to keep you running the marathon and not just sprinting, but you sprint through the marathon sometimes?
Well, first and foremost, you have to be focused on why you're doing the business. And if you're called tonight, you don't have a concentration on why you're doing the business, and not just get out of debt or, you know, want a car, but, you know, fundamentally come up with a game plan that says, okay, I'm going to get out of debt, then I'm going to get out of the apartment, and I'm going to move into a house, and I'm going to do this. And then, you know, whatever it is that has you moving forward, focus on your why. And then once you get your why, don't let anything or anybody, you know, and your mom won't become your customer or your best friend quits on you or whatever, don't let anybody or anything get in the way of that. And I think, you know, when everybody joins the business, there's some sort of financial goal, you know. For some people, and I've sponsored people that have done well with this, is they're where they want to be financially, personally, but they're doing it for the benefit of a nonprofit, or they're doing it for the benefit of somebody in their family that has some medical issues or whatever. But once you know, so everybody gets involved for the financial end of it. But there comes a time where it's past the finances. And the thing that keeps me driving today and keeps me excited about going back to Japan and continuing to you know, participate in Power Trip and, you know, get out there like I have been, and even though I've slowed down a little bit, What drives me is being a small part of helping somebody make a positive change in their life. You know, I don't make the positive change for somebody. They make it for themselves. But if I could say something, teach them something, or in some sort of way be participatory in them getting through the mental side of the game and continuing to move forward, that's what I find most rewarding. And quite honestly, hey, I'm like anybody else. I'd like to make more money than I'm making, but I make plenty of money. That's what really drives me today.
You know, you have such a bird's eye view of maybe even an eagle-eyes view coming as an Eagle Scout, but of the company, and you see what consultants are doing in so many different markets. What are some things that you see that are really not being done, that consultants, that if they would do, would make a dramatic change in their business? What is it that they could start implementing either again or start doing for the first time that would start to actually have their business, you know, create momentum?
Well, first and foremost, like I mentioned earlier, interconnect to your why and be committed to why it is you're doing the business. Secondly, is that you have to make a commitment on X number of hours per week, and you make that commitment. You know, that commitment can be, you know, 3 hours a week. That commitment can be 2 hours a week. It can be 20 hours a week. It can be 80 hours a week. So no one else is going to tell you what that commitment is, but you make that commitment and you stick with it over a period of time, you know, and sure, you're going to go on family vacation, not work Ambit, and so you got a 5-hour commitment for the week. The next week, you pick up an extra 2.5, and the week after that, you pick up an extra 2.5 hours, and you make up the 5 that you missed for the week you were on vacation. So, you know, I think you got to be focused on your why. I think you've got to be committed to what you're committed to, which is the why, but you've got to define that in the number of hours. And then the most important thing you can do in the business is show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And the more you show the plan, the more people that, you know, you're going to get to join the business, and the people you get to join the business, the more customers you're going to gather, and it starts to perpetuate itself. So, you know, the key is knowing why you're doing the business, committing to a time frame, committing to a number of years, not a, you know, and I'll mention too, Richard, hey, look, you know, my mom gets cancer and I've got to take off for 6 months to take care of my mom. I get that. Life gets in the way. But outside of something serious like that, you've got to work through all the bumps in life. You know, I mean, people get sick, you know, there's going to be issues in the family. There's, you know, there's always stuff that's going to happen in your life. But what all the other stuff that's happening in your life, does that give you the opportunity to get financially free? So if you can stay focused, make a commitment, follow through that commitment over a long period of time, that's really the key. And no matter where you are in the business, you know, what's also important is getting yourself in front of information of people that can do business better than you can. Because one little piece of information can turn the whole business on and off, and you're headed to the path that you're looking to go down.
So, Brian, you know, you've been involved with a lot of network marketing companies and had tremendous success in them. And for whatever reason, you know, the company does something different and you sever that relationship. But you've obviously are not new to this industry. What would you say, from your experience, what would you say is really the defining, the thing that sets Ambit apart from other companies and other opportunities? Like, I've seen you work in a way that you've probably never worked before because you saw something that's very special and very different about Ambit. What would you say that is?
The two, and I'll give each equal value. Number one is our service or our product, unconsciously purchased, habitually used public utility. It's very unique. It's not a product. There aren't inventories. You know, no collecting of money and so on and so forth. It's just, you know, it's the service itself. And then number two, and equally as important. So, you know, we could have the service, and if we didn't have number two, it wouldn't work. And if we had number two and we didn't have the service that we have, I don't know it would work as well either. But number two is the leadership of the company. You know, Jerry, Chris, and John, and Lori, you know, taking care of the financial end of the business, and their ability to develop a culture within corporate that has new leadership coming up. You know, I can tell you, Mary, from my view, if something were to tragically happen to one of our leaders, you know, Jerry or Chris or John or Lori, there's not going to be a step the company would need to be. It's really important leadership of the company and you know, what we actually market in the way of a service.
I couldn't get the phone off mute there. You know, most people on the call came into Ambit Energy after the recession. You know, we've been well past the recovery. Economic times have been pretty good for a lot of people in general out in the workforce. You know, what would you say? I mean, we've got people that somewhat are fairly comfortable or they're okay just making the minimum payments on things. But you and I both know that good times don't last forever in our economy. And how do you tell somebody, listen, prepare yourself for those times of downturn, because this company's always thrived in good times and bad times. How do you paint the picture on somebody getting prepared for what hasn't happened yet? Because this economy will turn again.
Yeah, absolutely. What goes up will come down. What goes down will go back up. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the financials of any corporation, the gross national product of any country, and we're looking globally. Pick Japan and go take a look at a graph. Pick the United States, take a look at a graph. Pick Germany, pick any of them. I mean, you know, nothing goes up forever. And, you know, I think what happens is when times are good, people lose the distinction between two very important things. And if you're on the call tonight, you know, if you're looking for a golden nugget, this might be it. There's things that people want in life, and then there's things that people need in life. And most people are driven by what they want. Oh, I want the new pair of shoes. Oh, I want the new car. Oh, I want the this, the that. You know, you don't need any of that. You know, ladies, I hate to tell you this, but you don't need a new pair of shoes. You know, you might want them, but you don't need them. And guys, I hate to tell you this, but you don't need a new set of golf clubs. You may want them, but you don't need them. The golf clubs you got right now hit the ball and might not hit it as well, might not have the greatest technology. You can sit there and rationalize in your mind forever why you need to go buy your new $1,500 set of golf clubs, but you don't need them. And so in preparing for what may happen into the future, if you can start to make the distinction, and I work endlessly with my children trying to get them to understand, you know, I have one son, I won't tell you which one, but I have one son that lives in the world of want, and I have another son that lives with one foot in the world of want and one foot in the world of need. You know, he's a lot thriftier and a lot more pragmatic, and, you know, yeah, I'd really like to have that, but I really don't need it, so, you know, I won't get it right now. You know, so if you can start to make that distinction between want and need and start to gradually, because 99% of the people on this call are in the world of want, if you can gradually start to transition yourself over to the world of need, you'll do great in the good times. Bad times won't matter. You'll be prepared because you will have positioned yourself in a mindset that allows you to move forward. And you know, it's the world of want that people get in financial trouble in.
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, people when they're entering network marketing, they're focused on a lot of material things. I know, you know, Mary and I, we have done plenty of delayed gratification of in certain seasons, especially when we're building our business, where we've held off on vacations or we've, you know, delayed certain purchases. And not chase what we wanted just because that was going to feel good. So, you know, I think delayed gratification is so crucial in someone building their business and keeping the right perspective on things. You know, you created something years ago, which was Power Trip, right? Which has gone on now for, I think, 11 years. Power Trip's been in play. It's the only event that's put on by the field that is corporately supported. And I just wanted you to talk a little bit about what makes that event so special and so unique, unlike any other event that happens in Ambit.
Well, you know, Power Trip twice a year in the spring in Texas and in the fall, because the people in the Northeast have already gone through expensive coming to Ambition in September. It's in the Northeast, and you know what to me makes it different is that when you go to an event, there's there's basically two buckets of information. There's motivational information and there's empowerment information. And, you know, as I developed a power trip over the year, I said, hey, there's plenty of motivational stuff out up there where, you know, you get one speaker after another telling everybody how great and wonderful they were and telling the story. Hey, and there's a place for that. I'm not saying that that's in a negative way whatsoever. You know, people need to understand those testimonies and need to understand the success that people have had and so on and so forth. So there's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, when your feet hit the ground on Sunday morning after a big Saturday event, you know, and the ether's worn off from the excitement of the event, you know, it says, what is it I need to do? That's the underlying driver of Power Trip, putting people on the stage that can give you information that will, hopefully it'll motivate you, you know, though that's not the goal, but it can empower you on what to do the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. So, you know, Power Trip is about empowerment. That's the word Power Trip. I mean, there's a play on the electricity business too, but it, you know, Power Trip is all about empowerment. And even though you're going to get some testimony and even though you're going to go away motivated, that's what it was all designed to do. And in the beginning, you know, when I went to Jerry and Chris and I said, you know, the field needs to get to know you guys better, you know, and they agreed and they've done it at every single Power Trip, you know, since Chris has gone to, and he's missed a few, and that's understandable. But, you know, they come on Friday night, they sit there, they answer the questions for a couple of hours. It's not write the question down on a card and sort through the hard ones and just throw up the softballs. You know, you stand in line and ask them any question you want to ask them. And, you know, I just think that FaceTime, that ability to, you know, look at them in the face and have them answer the questions, and, you know, there's just it's just something you don't get it at Ambition, and there's no other field-driven event that allows you to do that, because this is the one that they've chosen to come to. More than any other reason is because it was in the beginning, and they can't come to every other one. There's other great field events, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, there's plenty of other good ones, but there's no other one that has Jerry and Chris or Jerry sitting there answering your questions, and that there's nothing better than to get you to believe in the leadership of this company than going through that Friday night set.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more about the Friday night of Power Trip. There's just something very, very special about that. You know, Brian, you are the epitome of leadership. I mean, you've led in so many ways. Wherever you go, you lead. You've been an Eagle Scout. You've raised Eagle Scouts. You lead in your church. You lead at Ambition. You were the very first recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award, which is why I think they looked for an award to create one to recognize you for the leadership you've provided. If you were to look, you know, one of the things I say is really different and distinct for our company, both on the corporate side and in the field, is that we've got really great leadership. If you have an opportunity to talk to the field, what are some things that people can do to really elevate their leadership ability? I mean, we've got people from all walks of life in the business, some who've had an opportunity to lead on great levels, some people who have never led anything in their entire life, yet they want to strive to be that leader. What would you say they could focus on or start honing a skill to help them develop that?
Well, first step of leadership is, you know, before you can become a leader, you've got to become a great follower. And so, you know, I think that leadership starts with being able to get comfortable with somebody that can be your mentor. And it's usually not somebody, it's usually somebodies. And, you know, if you can find, you know, a group of people, 2, 3, 4, or just one person, if that's what you find, and become a follower of that person and learn from that person or those people, then what happens is that your business grows. And as your business grows and you have people in your business, you know, it's just a natural progression that you're going to be able to begin to lead that group. You you need to develop the knowledge base and the confidence more than anything around your abilities and those sorts of things when it comes to in particular. So you can be a great leader, great leader of the PA or whatever. It doesn't necessarily equate, even though the skill set is very helpful in him, but it doesn't really equate that you're going to become a great leader in Ambit. You know, it's a different skill set. And the other thing about leadership in Ambit is very much like leadership in any nonprofit, whether it be a church, synagogue, temple, or, you know, some medical nonprofit or whatever. You're leading a volunteer army. You know, it's not like at work where you can tell people what to do. You know, you've got to learn how to lead through example and model yourself after the people that are mentoring you. And when that happens, slowly but surely, overnight process, you become a better and better leader. You know, if you ever want to find out how good a leader you are, just look over your shoulder and see how many people are following you, and it'll give you a good indication.
I've always heard if you're too big to follow, you're too small to lead. So I've always kept that in mind to keep myself focused on those things. You know, just in the final minutes of this call, I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of speak freely to, you know, the listeners here and kind of just some final thoughts and comments that they can take away from this call and put into action with their business and kind of how to wrap up 2018 and start 2019 off with a bang.
Well, I think the first thing I'll say is that I truly believe that we're at a very, very very, very special time in Ambit, in the beginning of it. You know, I think that between now and simulcast, you have a very, very special time to get focused and put people in your business and then get those people to simulcast. And I can tell you that, you know, Ray Monty and the crew up in the Northeast is saying they're going to put more people in the room than is going to show up in Houston for the simulcast in the Woodlands, and I don't know who's going to win that battle, but the grand prize are going to be the people that are the attendees and get the attendee bonus. And even if Ambit doesn't do the attendee bonus that I'm hopeful and that they're contemplating, even if that doesn't happen, I can tell you that it's going to be huge. And I believe that, you know, 2019 is going to be the best year that Ambit's had in a number of years. And, you know, I think you're going to see really, really strong growth. I think you're going to see expansion. I think you're just going to see some things that are going to be special. And, you know, kind of all the moons are going to align, if you will. A lot of people don't know this that are on the call, but Ambit just spent tens of millions of dollars totally moving off of server farms and put everything up into the cloud and, you know, in preparation of the growth. You know, when a company doesn't spend tens of millions of dollars in a 12-month period of time thinking that their business isn't going to grow. So, you know, every once in a while, the business has to pull back, has to prepare for the next period of growth. And for anybody that's come to the EC fly-in, they've heard about that. And I can tell you that Ambit has spent the last 12, 18 months preparing for what's going to happen over the next, you know, 18, 24 months. And I believe that when it's all said and done, they write the history book on Ambit Energy, that, you know, 2019, 2020 are going to be a couple of the best years that the company's ever had. So how does one on this call prepare for that? You go, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. The tendency is, oh, the holidays are coming up. Well, guess what? During the holidays, you're constantly out and about, you're shopping, you're meeting family, you're getting together with people and exchanging gifts that you haven't seen in a while and so on and so forth. You need to be talking to everybody. And when they talk about, well, I'm busy, let's get together after the holidays. I'm busy too, but we can't wait till after the holidays. You got to create urgency, show the plan, get people involved, and then get those new people to simulcast. And I can tell you, it's so much more effective. The watch parties are great. Nothing against the watch parties, but do what you got to do to get to the Woodlands, or do what you got to do to get to Hartford and the convention center there, and put yourself in the room. And I can tell you that those tickets are going. The watch party tickets are going. Ray Monty's doing a big breakfast the Sunday after simulcast on Saturday in Hartford, open to everybody, except those tickets already sold out, over 400 tickets. And then he's got Walter Bond coming in for a special event Sunday afternoon. Those tickets are about gone. So, you know, it's no more, you know, messing around. You know, get you some slots, get yourself to simulcast, and then after simulcast, you got to get yourself the power trip to Texas in the spring. I'm excited about, you know, being able to go in and share a power trip in the spring, and you know, it's about putting yourself in action. You know, all the positive thought in the world won't make any money. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money.
I think that's awesome, Brian. I mean, I definitely think now's the time for people to be pushing in and building. I mean, I noticed that there's a lot of leaders that are just really giving it all they've got. They're not slowing down because it's the holidays. They're pressing in. They're pushing forward. They're setting themselves up for a powerful 2019. You have been an epitome, an example of that through and through for all the years that we've known you. We've so loved your leadership and super excited to take on Power Trip. Power Trip, I do want to let everybody know that the early bird VIP tickets will stop selling. There will not be any available after tomorrow. So tomorrow's the last day for you to get those. Once they're out, they're out. So I highly, highly, highly recommend you get that done. I think that for us, Power Trip has been a huge difference maker in our business. The only Power Trip we've missed is the one that we couldn't attend because we were living in Japan. So I do recommend that. But we are so happy to have you, Brian. Thank you so much for being on. And Brian said, if you guys are not registered for Simulcast, get yourself registered. There's just no excuse not to attend Simulcast. If you are not registered for Simulcast, you're not serious about your business, because there's just it's the easiest event to attend. We do recommend you go to a live event, either in Connecticut or in the Woodlands, Texas, but definitely get yourself there, because you will definitely shortchange yourself by not getting to participate in the attendee-only promotions. So make sure you get there.
And the website go ahead,
yeah,
Brian.
That's what I was going to do. Richard, go ahead. I just want to make sure we had the website.
Yeah, so the website for your Power Trip tickets it's ambitpowertrip.com, and you can get your early bird VIP tickets after that. The early bird sales will be gone. Regular tickets will be back up. So take advantage of that. Help it spread out to your teams. It will shut off at around 11:30 Central Standard Time on Monday night. Brian, any other final comments you want to put out there?
No, for anybody that's new, you know, you register for simulcast through PowerZone. That's a corporate event, like Rich said, ambitpowertrip.com. I'm looking forward to being in Connecticut. Actually, can go north. They promised me it was going to be 60 and sunny in Hartford, Connecticut, in the middle of January. So I trust my ambit peeps up there. So I'll be up in Hartford. And looking forward to being in Dallas for Power Trip. So I appreciate you guys having me on the call. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Absolutely. And Brian, I can tell you right now, they're lying to you, because I've been up there plenty of times in January, and there's always snow on the ground. So I'm very sorry, my friend.
I hear you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it so much. Miss Brooke, you ready to take it back?
Absolutely. Wow. I have my notebook, and I have all kinds of notes written down. So I hope everyone has been paying attention. I hope you've had your notes. I mean, that's unbelievable. You heard it from Brian McClure. He said, if you're not registered for simulcast, you are missing out. So make sure you are registered. You're going to be there. Power Trip in Dallas, just so you guys know, I don't know if they said this, is April 4th through the 6th in Dallas. Correct me if I'm wrong, Richard and Mary. They gave you the website to go ahead and get registered. If you're not registered for simulcast, go to your Power Zone and go to your event center. You can get registered there. You heard it. There could be an announcement that's the biggest, almost one of the biggest announcements as far as attendee-only bonuses. So, well, you know what that means? If you're not registered, you're not getting it. So, if you know, I'd say the theme of the call is register, register, register for those big events. And you guys have a great night. I know we have gone about 40 minutes, but I'd say that's 40 minutes of gold. So, I'm going to unmute the lines, tell Richard, Mary, and Brian McClure how much we love them and appreciate them. And y'all go have a great week and a great Thanksgiving with you and your family.
Thank you.